Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, my young trainees in the art of dog detection. It's another fine day here in Pflugerville. Sure, it's not London, but Pflugerville does have its good qualities.
Like me.
You're one of Pflugerville's good qualities?
Sure, don't you think so? I mean, there aren't any sniffies in London, right?
I suppose that's true, yes.
So, there you go. I don't think I'd want to live in London. Pflugerville is busy enough for me. Besides, do they even have comfy dog beds like this in London?
Yes, London has thousands of dog beds.
You had thousands of dog beds in London?
Not me personally, but... What's that? Mrs. Schlupp sounds upset. Let's go see what's the matter.
Are you sure? My instinct was to run outside.
Come, Sniffy. Us dog detectives have to face danger head on.
Who said anything about danger? Snoop? Snoop? Come back!
She's pointing at the kitchen counter and that empty pie tin.
Smells like blueberry pie. Those crumbs give it away.
Now she's looking at you. Now me. She's really staring at me, then back at the pie tin, then back at me.
Uh-oh. Snoop, you didn't.
What? Have you understood what she's saying?
I have, and it's not good. Mrs. Schlupp thinks you ate the pie.
What? That's absurd. You're the one who likes human food, not me.
But I can't reach the counter.
There's nothing tying me back to this crime. Wait, what's Mrs. Schlupp doing? What's that she's taking off my nose?
Gasp! Snoop, she's holding up pie crumbs from the end of your nose.
This is a frame-up.
What's a frame-up?
It means I'm innocent and someone's setting me up for a crime I didn't commit. You believe me, right, Sniffy?
I believe everything you say, Snoop.
Well, don't believe everything I say. If I told you the sky was purple, would you believe that?
The sky is purple?
Okay, I guess you would. But the point is, I didn't eat that blueberry pie. I need to prove my innocence. Wait, what's happening? Where's Mrs. Schlupp taking me?
Oh no, Snoop, you're being given a timeout.
What on earth? Unhand me.
Nothing to be done about it, Snoop. You have to stay in the bedroom for a little while and think about what you've done.
Sniffy, can you still hear me through this door?
I can still hear you.
I need to break out of this bedroom. Otherwise, I won't be able to find out who really ate that blueberry pie. We need to act now while the evidence is still fresh.
Good idea, Snoop. But how can we get you out?
Sniffy, do you see the doorknob on the door? That's the round silver thing, right above your head.
Oh, okay.
To open the door, you have to turn the knob.
Wow, you just blew my mind. All dogs should have this information.
Think you can grab the knob with your teeth and turn it?
I can try.
Come on, Sniffy. You can do it. Well done, detective.
I did it. I solved the case.
No, you just got the door open. But it's a great first step.
I did it. I did a great first step. But what about Mrs. Schlupp? She's not going to like it if she sees you've escaped from your time out.
Good point, Sniffy. As though this case weren't difficult enough. Now we'll need to solve it without Mrs. Schlupp realizing I'm gone. First, I'll just close this door with my nose. And now, onto the matter of this blueberry pie. I have an odd feeling about this case, Sniffy.
Like your stomach hurts?
No, not like that. It's the crumbs that Mrs. Schlupp found on my nose. I didn't eat the blueberry pie, so So how did they get there?
I didn't think of that, Snoop. Now I have that odd feeling too.
This could only be the work of one animal, Professor Mittens.
Professor Mittens? I've never heard you say that name before.
I've tried as hard as I could to forget that cat. She's my old arch nemesis from London. No other animal would be so clever and conniving as to plant crumbs on my snout. No, only Professor Mittens would think of that.
But you said she's from London. What would she be doing here in Pflugerville?
She must have heard I was here and came to play evil tricks on me.
Wow, that's a long way to travel just to play tricks on someone.
Sniffy, let's put that nose of yours to work. Where's Mrs. Schlub now?
Looks like she's out by the mailbox talking to a neighbor.
Perfect. Go and smell that blueberry pie tin and get the scent off the crumbs.
Brown sugar, blueberries, dash of cinnamon, got it.
Good. Now, I'm guessing that Professor Mittens got into the house through the window above the kitchen sink. So let's head out the back door and pick up the scent there.
Yep, I'm starting to smell it now.
Excellent work, Sniffy. Where does the trail lead?
It smells like she used this branch to get to the window, then left by climbing back down the trunk and through our own secret doggy door.
Using our secret doggy door against us. That's just like Professor Mittens. After her, Sniffy.
Okay, she's headed down the sidewalk.
Quickly, we don't want Mrs. Schlub to see us.
Snoop, Sniffy, thank goodness you're here. I could use your help.
I'm afraid we're already on a case, Tess, but what's happened?
Someone tipped over my litter box this morning, and the human I live with thinks it was me.
Ew, gross.
I swear I'm innocent. You have to believe me.
I do believe you, Tess. I was also framed for a crime I didn't commit. Professor Mittens has certainly been busy.
Professor Mittens? Who's that?
Oh, that's Snoop's old arch nemesis. She's a cat from London.
Cats like that give the rest of us a bad name. Do you need any help finding her?
No, best to leave this one up to the professionals, Tess. But don't worry, Sniffy and I will get to the bottom of it and clear both our names.
Thanks, Snoop. Now I better go curl up on the lap of the human I live with.
So that she's not mad at you about the cat litter?
No, I just really like laps.
All right, Sniffy, where does Professor Mitten's trail lead from here?
I smell it here. Yes, the blueberry pie, now mixed with the scent of cat litter. Yuck! Do I really have to keep smelling, Snoop?
Sorry, Sniffy. I know it's gross, but it has to be done. Professor Mittens needs to be caught.
How did she become your arch nemesis anyway?
It all started back in London on one of my first cases. I was a young pup then, innocent. I was investigating the case of a stolen dog bed.
Sounds tough.
You don't know the half of it. This wasn't just any stolen dog bed. This dog bed belonged to one of the Queen's corgis.
The Queen of England? I didn't know she had dogs.
Oh yes, royal dogs. It was clearly an important case, and using my super sleuth skills, I tracked the bed to Professor Mitten's lair. She escaped my clutches at the last second and has never stopped her criminal ways.
Wow. What was the corgi like?
Oh, he was very nice about the whole thing. I did manage to get his dog bed back.
Wait, I smell something, Snoop. Professor Mittens has left the sidewalk. She's headed for Lorraine's shed.
Oh, no. We've got to get to Lorraine first and warn her. But first, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't see any sign of Professor Mittens. Sniffy, do you smell any sign of her?
No, it's really weird. The trail just stopped.
Lorraine, where has that duck got to?
Maybe she's doing her rounds for Neighborhood Watch.
Let's hope so, but let's just check inside her shed first. Maybe she's sleeping. She does have that nice heated bed.
Speaking of, I could really use a nap. It's already been a long morning.
No sleeping on the job, Sniffy. I don't see her in here.
Nope, she's definitely not. Hey, who closed the door of the shed on us?
Oh no, Sniffy. We've fallen right into her trap.
What do you mean? What trap?
My trap. That's right. The blueberry pie, the litter box. It was all a part of my plan to finally trap Snoop, the great dog detective. Not so great now, are you?
Professor Mittens. I knew you wouldn't stay hidden in the shadows for long.
I heard you'd been demoted to Pflugerville.
I was transferred.
And I just had to come see the sleepy little neighborhood for myself. You've lost your edge, Snoop. The dog detective I knew in London would never have fallen for a trap like this.
I'm as great a detective as I ever was.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten any worse than he was before.
That's not what I meant, but thank you, Sniffy. Wait, Professor Mittens, what have you done with Lorraine?
Oh, don't worry about that, little duck. I've sent her on a wild goose chase.
You've what?
I put a wild goose in the park, and now Lorraine's busy chasing it. Good luck. Those things are impossible to catch.
What's your plan here, Professor Mittens? You can't keep us locked up forever.
Maybe not forever, but long enough for me to gain control of all of Pflugerville.
Why are you doing this, Professor Mittens?
Fine, you really want to know? London has been so boring since you've been gone. What is an evil cat genius without the dog detective chasing her?
Aw, she misses you.
What? I don't miss Snoop. He's my arch nemesis.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you miss him. Don't worry, he misses you too.
What? No, I don't. I've never missed Professor Mittens in my life.
Yes, you have. I could hear it in your voice. When you were talking about the case where Professor Mittens stole the Royal Corgi's dog bed.
Yes, those were the days.
Yep, he sounded just like you.
I suppose I do miss the challenge. There are no animal criminals quite like Professor Mittens. She's in a class by herself.
So are you, Snoop.
I'm running rings around those other dog detectives up in London.
Is arch nemesis another word for best friend?
Absolutely not.
How dare you? Now I'm going to keep you two trapped in there forever.
Oh, we can get out.
We can?
Sure, the door has one of those knob thingies you showed me, see? I just have to take it with my teeth and... We're free!
I just want you to know that I would have thought of that if the knob hadn't been hidden behind your body, Sniffy.
I know, boss.
Nevertheless, I've got you now, Professor Mittens.
Well, you've certainly learned a thing or two here in Pflugerville, Snoop, but not quite enough. You'll never catch me.
Wow, she's fast. Even faster than Fred the Squirrel. Should we chase her?
No, she's too quick. Besides, she'll be back.
What are we going to do about Mrs. Schlub? Without Professor Mittens, we can't prove you didn't eat the blueberry pie.
I guess I'll just have to do my time out.
Wow, you're one brave dog, Snoop.
At least we've solved our case, and that's what's important, even if Mrs. Schlub will never know it. And if you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating.
Go Kid Go!
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine. Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.